Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Dracula.
This is our Halloween special. Tyler, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Nothing, because it's dumb.
You're not going to dress up at all?
No.
You don't have any plans?
Oh, I have plans. I'm just not dressing up.
What are you going to do?
I and some friends are going to a party, I believe, and then I somehow got talked into babysitting.
Your babysit?
But I figured that would be kind of fun, because I do, and the one aspect of Halloween I like... Is sitting on a couch watching, like, whatever random horror film they have on, like, basic cable. And then having, like, the trick-or-treaters. I like seeing the little kids in their Halloween outfits. In a non-perved way.
Way to go that route. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that. Then you had to pull it out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That way to makes go. It even more weirder if I pulled it out.
You're such an idiot. I don't really have plans. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing.
Are you going to dress up?
I might be Dayman.
Dayman?
Oh!
I feel like you now need to post a picture of that, which will get us an explicit warning on.
No, it's not. It's like a leotard with a codpiece.
Yes.
It's awesome. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. One of my friends in Monterey wants to hang out, and then Tennessee is going to be in town, so.
Most of Keon's friends, because he met a lot of people in college, and they're all from different states, so I just name them by the state or the region that they are from.
Or are currently living.
Yeah.
So like, because Tennessee is technically from Arizona.
But she's resident
She
right
lives
now,
in Tennessee.
In Tennessee, going to school there, so she's just Tennessee.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So, that's, and then, I don't know, Tim Niddle. Oh, I said the last name. Shoot.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I might have to go back.
You might have to go talk to him and be like, we talked about you on the podcast.
Yeah, he won't care. He'll take it as free publicity for the ladies.
Yeah, he's single.
He is single.
And ready to mingle.
And I think he's on eHarmony right now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's looking for it.
Go.
Don't say his last name again.
Do you wink on eHarmony?
No, that's...
it's not Poach.
On eHarmony, it's like you get matched by like your interests and stuff.
Oh.
It's really weird.
Okay. I've not been on them.
I did once, because it was really entertaining. I was like, what the hell is up with this? And it's free to sign up, so we did that.
I might have to try.
No, you don't really need to. You gotta FW.
Not in any rush.
All right, so let's change our focus back into the Halloween spirit. So, Tyler, why, in your mind, is Halloween overrated?
Multiple things. The first one would be, as much as I have a sweet tooth, most of the candy you get on Halloween, I'm not a fan of.
True.
So, personally, I find that to be overrated.
Agreed. But, when was the last time you went trick-or-treating?
Probably, sadly, 6 years ago. I think I went when I was like 18 once.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, the last time I went was like 15, 16.
I want to say I went like my senior year in high school, I think I went. Or maybe my junior year.
The last costume I can remember trick-or-treating in was, I was James Bond.
Oh, very nice.
With a shotgun. I was really into the N64 game. Remember that game? That game was so good.
That was GoldenEye.
Yep. Yeah, but the last couple of Halloweens, I really haven't done a whole lot. But I feel like... At a certain age, like between not trick or treating and having children, there's this awkward phase where you're kind of it's almost an excuse to have a really big party, right?
Yeah, it's a good excuse to have a big party. I am another reason why I'm not a huge fan of Halloween is that I'm a more lay low kind of guy, and so having huge extravaganzas are not really my cup of tea.
Mm.
So then. I'm cool with going to parties, but when it's, like, I have to pre-plan
and, like, work at
like, not even pre-plan, like, oh, I need to go bring chips. It's like, I need to pre-plan and go buy a costume
How about
and
this?
Stuff like that.
How about, I got the greatest idea, Tyler. This just came to me in a flash of lightning.
What?
Every single year, we dress up as the same costume.
But see, that means that I have
to... But that's just one pre-planning
one time that I have
ever.
To.
You can be Nightman, and I'll be Dayman. And it'll be perfect.
My other... Okay, well, then here's my... is that... It's not that I'm cheap, but I find it annoying that I then have to go buy a costume.
Yeah, but it's a one-time investment now.
Yeah, it's still annoying.
Yeah, annoying, but then you don't come off as Uncle Scrooge.
Yeah. I like the Uncle Scrooge. Uncle
you do
Scrooge.
Like the Uncle Scrooge. Yeah. Mr. I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
It's good.
And it's terrible.
And my third reason why Halloween as an adult is awful, I find it very false advertising, if you may.
Mm.
The whoreness that girls portray.
That is a kind of, it's a plus and a minus. Because let's not lie, it's kind of aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, what kind of example are we setting for our culture, for our children, for just, you know, it's like the super short skirts, this like the sexy nurse, the sexy devil, the sexy this, the sexy that. I mean, like, any girl's costume has to have
sexy
or naughty or blah, blah, blah next to it.
And then it goes, well, even with the, like, let's say it's sexy
which
this
I,
and
I
sexy
mean,
that, which, don't get me wrong, I am a completely heterosexual male. That's... Yeah.
And enjoy, yeah.
Enjoy the female body. But
it comes to a point where it's like, are you a prostitute in a costume now?
Well, even that, it's the, okay, I'm a people watcher. I go to Disneyland, and I'm cool with finding a bench and just watching people walk by, because there are some nut jobs out there
They're
on
awesome.
Any given day. And I swear, people, real quick thing, when you're walking around, there are other people.
Right.
Probably looking at you. So just be aware of what you're
don't
doing.
Don't scratch your ass in public.
Yeah, it's weird and awkward.
Or pick a wedgie.
But
at least do
the
wedgie
is, so
dance.
When you're out at Halloween parties, stuff like that, I'm looking at other people's costumes, and there could be a guy dressed up in as a Transformer. I'm looking at his costume going, how did he do that?
Right.
I'm scanning. Like, I'll walk around somebody and be like, okay, so you made this box, and now that folds into
right.
this, and... Awesome. You see a guy dressed up as Batman that's like the legit Batman suit. You're like, oh, wow, he's even got the grappling hook and this, that.
Right.
You then go out and there's a girl that's a slutty, sexy, whatever, add your term
whatever.
In front of it, insert a male profession. Because most of the time it's a male profession that they go as sexy.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Occasionally there's a nurse.
Yeah, nurse. I mean, the thing is, like, there aren't many quote-unquote male professions anymore. Like,
okay.
Male-dominated professions that you can say. Because
non-PC Tyler is going to say that all these, for the most part, are male professions.
Male dom. I'm okay with saying male dominated, but not strictly male, because there are male cops. Male cops and female cops.
Okay.
There are male nurses and female nurses.
There should only be female nurses.
Yeah, but we're talking about actualities, not,
I'm telling
not,
you.
Not strange Tyler world.
I'm telling you right now, if you're a nurse and a guy, you should probably be hoping that you become a doctor in the next couple of weeks.
There are female and male firefighters.
Who would you want dragging you out of a burning building?
The best qualified.
Who would be the best qualified to drag your 210-pound body out of the wall?
The person who scored highest on the test.
On a test?
On their physical test.
Okay, so who would on those tests, who's...
It's up in the air. I don't know. I don't know.
Because I believe that if we want to get into the male, I believe those tests are skewed for different sexes.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because absolutely have to be. Because we just have more muscle mass.
So why would... So you're telling me that you want a guy to pull you out of a burning building. That's what you just said. You want
not
the
in so many words.
You said...
I said I want the best person for the job.
Yes. We can rewind this. You said you want the person that scored the highest on the physical test.
The physical test? Well, the overall test.
The physical test,
the overall
is
test.
The most challenging for the males. So thus,
well,
it would be a man.
Well, you'd have to put it in like the you'd have to see, all right, the highest woman score higher than the highest man. Then you factor in the...
Are you saying just percentage-wise?
Well, percentage of difficulty first. So how much harder is the male test, the female test, right?
Okay.
First.
Well, hold
on. So say it's 20% harder. Then the female, if she scored 20%, 21% higher than the highest man, I'd want her. Does that make
sense? But what if her score, if you got rid of all of the concepts, was really, it would only put her as, like, the 50th person?
Because I just explained why
you said way too many words.
You have to get the percentage in first of how much more difficult it is. And that's when you factor it in. So if she scores 120 times better than the top male, then they're equal.
Okay, let's see how often that happens.
I don't know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, pretty much never.
I can't say that because I don't know.
You're going to try and be PC.
No, I'm not trying to be PC. I just, it's one of those things, like, yes, I agree. Most of the time, it's going to be a man who will do better on these tests. Guaranteed. But you just can't factor out carte blanche that there are no good female
at any of the I'm not saying there's not any good females at anything. I'm just saying that at the end of a day, if I had to choose, would want you or I running in after me.
True.
Then let's say some girls that we know. That are athletic.
Absolutely.
And can lift just, you know, as much as whatnot.
True.
That's all I'm trying to say.
There are certain professions where it's been, like, where it's typically male-dominated. Like, the snipers. Women are typically better snipers than men. That's weird. Which has been owned, and they score higher on everything.
You want to know why that is? Because women are brilliant at shooting the life out of men from a distance. That is why.
That's true.
It is inbred into their subsystem of their conscious state.
They just want to shoot things from afar.
They destroy lives from afar.
That's very true.
No, I completely agree.
Why not?
The essence of females.
Yeah, I completely agree.
That is why women, guys are better in hand-to-hand close combat, women from a distance.
True.
Okay, so that's our Halloween story.
So let's talk about situations that you're going to be in for Halloween. In my mind, there are two situations you're going to be in. Overall, you have two main Halloween situations.
Situation one,
holiday party.
Situation two
is you're trick-or-treating with your child or some child.
Okay.
That happens to be entrusted to you.
Hopefully you have some blood connection to them.
Or friend connection, whatever. Yes. So that's why I said entrusted to you. Yes. Don't be a pervert and go steal someone's
kids. That's creepy.
So let's talk about parties first.
Party!
So... Our Guide to the Holidays ebook is coming out the second week of November.
That it is.
And that's going to have more specific guidelines to how to deal with holiday parties. But this is pretty much the first holiday party of the year. This is what's going to set the precedent for every single holiday party to come. So this is kind of your litmus test. Like, how are you going to do with your office party?
And I'd almost say that this one... is kind of the easiest.
Very true.
Because there's no... It's not based around a meal.
True.
Which is a staple.
But I think the hardest thing is there's going to be a crap load of really nasty, bad candy that people, for some reason, want to eat.
No, and I get that.
Like, when we went to the holiday part, or the Halloween party last weekend, there was, like, so much junk food out that looked terrible, but people were digging into it. It was like Rice Krispies treats have been sitting out for a day, you know, like blah, blah, blah. And like, it wasn't literally sitting out for a day, but you know, it's stuff that not up my alley.
It was 12:30 at night. I'm sure that they made it sometime in the middle of the day.
Right.
And it's literally been sitting out, not in a refrigerator or like covered.
Right. So it wasn't the most.
It was at its peak.
Right. And people were still downing it.
And I guess that would be my first tip is that a lot of eating happens while intoxicated.
True.
So be aware of that is probably my first tip. Mm-hmm. And just I know when I personally get intoxicated, I love salty foods.
Uh-huh.
I know that if I see nachos, those are done. Like if we go out and I'm, you know, heavily intoxicated or, you know, getting there. And we're at a restaurant, and they got nachos. I know that's automatically what I'm getting. I don't even need to think of anything else.
Late night food. My Achilles heel. Jack in the Box tacos.
J and the B tacos.
So you know your weaknesses, and a strategy you can use, a tactic, if you will, that you can use is position yourself away from the food. Like, don't sit right in front of the food. Like, we were at this UFC fight the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting right in front of the chips. And, like, every 12 seconds, I was like, do I want a chip? No.
You had to fight it every time.
Exactly, every single time. So I was like, I moved. No more temptation.
Yeah. So
like, if I want a chip, I had to turn, look, stand up, walk across the room, grab a chip, turn, go back, sit down, as opposed to reach, eat.
Yeah, position yourself away from food would be tip two.
Yeah. And just, I mean, monitor things. You know, like this, like Tyler said, this is kind of a test to see how well you do with the rest of the holidays. So if you find yourself binging a lot this one, you got more work to do. If you find yourself not tempted by anything, you're doing all right.
Yeah. I do find that something that you should be aware of is the food that people make, like pre-made, like not pre-made, but like homemade, insert any dish, usually has a higher caloric take, I find, than something that is store-bought.
Yeah, but the store-bought's nastier.
No, I understand that. But I'm just saying, if you see a thing of brownie bites, and you see a thing of a tray of brownies that are homemade, just mentally know, the brownies that are homemade per slice are going to be higher caloric intake than a brownie bite.
Right. But I'd personally rather have a brownie but than that's like where a handful of brownie bites.
You then do the balance of, okay, would I rather eat three brownie bites to the one brownie square?
Right.
I'd rather have the one brownie square.
And plus, like, this is a game you got to play with yourself without, like, really trying. Like,
without
don't make
it out of pad and paper.
Exactly. Don't, like, far too many people, like, I hate it when people are like, oh, I can't eat that. I'm on a diet. You're at a party. Like, don't say you're on a diet. Don't do all, just.
Don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene. Just.
That's exactly. My favorite. Is that at our party the other night, there was a girl that I was talking with, and she was like, I was eating chips. I love tortilla chips, hence salty.
Right.
And I had a hand of them, and I was just munching on them. And I was like, do you want any? And she's like, no, I'm on a diet. And I was like,
why?
Well, it was more like, these are chips. Like, it's not even
that bad for you.
Bad chips. It's not like they were greasy, super whatever chips. Or, you know, I love Cheetos, but, you know, it's like, it wasn't like it was a insert what you would think a bad chip was. And she gave me this whole, like, oh, I'm watching my this and doing this and doing this. And then I start watching her through the night. About the fourth beer in, I was like, huh, I wonder how that diet's going.
Right. And but it could have been a conscious trade-off. I'm not going to eat as much tonight, but I'm going to drink more.
Yeah.
So.
But it's just, like, those funny things, like, just, it's better to keep your logic to yourself, because then you have people like me that's going, you're an idiot.
Right. One thing you can also do if you're going with a friend, like, not accountability partner, but just be like, hey, all I want to drink tonight is this, this, and this. Could you help me make sure I only drink this, this, and this? Yeah. You know, like, that's if Tyler and I go on, it's like,
we know beforehand how many beers we're going to drink, kind of a concept.
It's like, tonight's going to be a light night. Tonight's going to be, you know, whatever. So just kind of set yourself up for success as opposed to setting yourself up for failure.
It's all about pre-planning. And it's literally a, you park your car at your party, take 30 seconds and go, okay, what do I want to eat? Okay, this, this, and this. What do I want? How much do I want to drink? Okay, this, this, and this. All right, then do it.
Right. And if you break it, oh, well, just stick to it. It's not like, you break it once, don't be like, oh, I guess that's it. I ruined it. Gotta go crazy now. Like, oh, I broke it by one instead of I broke it by 400.
Yeah.
You know, there is a difference between one and 400.
Yeah, like, the whole, oh, well, I've already opped the wagon, might as well keep going.
Right. No, that's a stupid mindset.
So, there was something else I want to say about parties.
Yeah, just be, I mean, just be careful because now you're entering into the winter months where there's not as much, people don't tend to go out as much as far as activities. So just be careful about that because you're going to be burning less calories throughout the day. So if you have time, get a quick power workout in. If you're a subscriber to the True Fitness Academy newsletter, which you should be, we're going to be sending out three quick videos along with our Survive the Holidays handbook. And those three quick videos are going to be of quick workouts. And these are these are subscriber-only videos. Like, we're not going to put them on YouTube. You're not going to find them anywhere else. So you have to subscribe to get access to them. And they're going to be really good.
My one thing I was going to say before parties, something that I like to do is that I always have a protein shake before I go to a party.
Absolutely.
It's A, it gives me something in my stomach, so when I get there, it's not like, oh, feasting time. Right. And, oh, there's only crap to eat kind of a concept. And it's also one of those things that having the protein shake, I know that I've hit some nutrition in my night already. And to be completely blunt, it also is a pretty decent base for drinking.
Right, because if you're going into the party knowing that you're going to get, like, S-faced, you know that. And there's a couple ways you can get intoxicated faster if you want to. Don't drink for the 2 weeks beforehand, so your tolerance is lower. Don't eat a whole lot, like, besides the protein shake before the party. And then you don't have as much nutrient base, you know, like more absorbent foods. Right. So it's going to take less drinks to get you to where you want to be to enjoy the night. So, I mean, I'm not saying go, like, everyone
go out. We condone that as much as we just kind of sounded like we
right. But, I mean, there are strategies that where you can make the night less impactful on your diet than,
Yeah. But in the realm of things, a protein shake right before you go, or just a meal. Insert a salad. Insert your normal dinner. Right. Like, I always eat before I go to a party, unless somehow I found out what was being served there.
Right.
If I knew that, okay, they're going to have a barbecue going and have chicken or hamburgers or whatnot.
Right.
Okay, I then know that I can eat there. But if it's a, hey, we're having a party, and I go hungry, and all there is chips, guess what? That whole bag of chips is now mine.
Right. And that's just not a good way to go.
So option two.
You're going trick-or-treating.
Okay.
So this obviously has less temptation.
Debatable.
Well, I mean, there are less choices for temptation. You have one source of temptation. That's the child's candy bag.
Which is an assortment of temptation.
Assortment of temptation. So I find this is a really good way to build nutritional and self-control values into a child at this stage, because my inkling as a child when I first got home was to down as much candy as humanly possible.
Yes.
Right? And I mean, that's probably one of the main sources of obesity, is just that the lack of self-control for children.
I fully agree.
So, what would you recommend, T, when you get home? Well, actually, let's start on the trip out. Well, how would you preface the whole trip?
No eating while out.
No eating while out. It's fantastic. I love that.
I would say, I mean, A, it's kind of slows down the process if you eat, because you have to stop and you lose that momentum of moving. I don't know. But it's that if you stop, you have to unwrap it. You then have to find somewhere to throw away trash and all these other things. Don't eat until you get home. And then even then, it's what? Going out when, I don't know if you have a little kid, it's like, what, 7 o'clock when you come home?
Right. 8
o'clock now? So you probably don't want your kid having that much sugar right off the bat.
I would say
a piece, maybe two.
Right. And then, because you're going to have, like, what, 100 pieces of candy? Let them pick out 20 that they love, and then either throw the rest away or give the rest away.
See, I was even going to go so far to just be like, because my mom used to just let me have the bag.
Uh-huh.
It was just like,
that's exactly what my mom did.
You know, it's like when I was done trick-or-treating, I had my pillow bag or pillow sheet or whatever it's called, and I had in my room. By the end of the weekend, if it was a Friday, by the end of the weekend, all that candy was gone.
Absolutely.
What I would suggest is, as a parent, keeping the bag, storing it in a high place. My parents always hid like cookies above the refrigerator because I wasn't tall enough, and then when I got tall enough, they had to hide it actually in lower places. Yeah.
Huh. I always climbed on top of the refrigerator as a child.
Yeah, my parents...
My mom would come home and I'd be standing on the fridge. I like that.
My parents always would put stuff on the refrigerator, and then when I got to the age where I could reach the refrigerator, they would hide it like on the bottom shelf somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I would hide it, and then I would put a candy in their lunch every day.
There you go.
Just as a filter it, like, you know, here's a piece. Mm-hmm. Here's a piece. Maybe the one treat in the lunch, and then I would bring candy when I pick them up from school. Here's one you just got done with school. Here's your snack, kind of a thing. Or right when they get home, you can have a
piece
of your candy.
Right. But I honestly, most of that candy is crap, and you don't want to start already treating food as a reward with children. So my initial inkling, because neither of us have children, obviously.
Oh, there's something I need to tell you.
No, I don't. Accidental pregnancy?
No, not at all.
But I would limit, like, seriously, like, maybe do that thing, but what you just suggested. But I would have them pick out their favorites. Like, you get to pick out X amount of favorites and then trash the rest. You don't need it. Like,
no matter how intense your kids are as trick-or-treaters.
We were intense trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of... There might be some that happen to disappear. You know, kind of a concept where you're giving them a treat, but in each time you're giving them a treat, you're tossing five.
Right.
Because kids are smart. They know that it's like, okay, I had a huge bag. Why is it now only 20 of them here?
Well, I mean, if you tell them up front.
Unless you tell them up front, okay, out of your source, we're only going to take, you know, 20. Then you get to deal with that event of the traumatic of that, I guess.
Well, just, like, this is what happens.
It's a learning experience for the
kids. Yeah, no, just if you set that as the precedent, like, all right, now what we're going to do is it's like fishing. You have to throw away the ones that are bad. You know, they're not big enough for you or whatever. Or you only get to keep your favorites now.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I mean, like, because, I mean, candy, like, especially, like, Halloween candy is terrible. Like, there's not, like, the little chocolates and whatever is nasty chocolate. Like, it's just mostly bad. So, I would just do it that way. That's my...
I could see. Two cents. That makes sense.
But here's the other thing: you don't want to dig into your child's stash either. You know, it's like they keep 20, you keep the rest, and then to die, you're noshing
on
it.
You've gained 85 pounds,
right? Because I think that the average gain between the 31st of this month and the 2nd of January, on average, is 20 pounds. People will gain.
Really?
Yeah. With all the parties, the lack of exercise, the blah blah blah, in 2 months, 20 pounds.
Oh, that's interesting, because I plan on losing about 10 to 20.
Right. I usually lose. This is usually when I lose weight.
Yeah, I'm sure that everybody listening to this is loving the concept that I'm about to tell. Is that I normally lose weight when I go live at my parents' house. Because there's so much not to eat.
Uh-huh.
That I only eat things that are good.
Huh.
Kind of a thing.
That's a good way to go.
So I always tend to... eat, like, lose weight while at my parents' house. There was one summer when they lived in Hawaii, I lost a solid, like, 10 pounds. Like, a solid 10 pounds.
Plus, you're in Hawaii, though.
But it was, all I ate was fruits and chicken and pig and luau stuff. And instead of becoming a Samoan, I lost weight. It was crazy.
Weird. Well, you probably, because you don't like poi, so, you know, that's usually what, you know, gets
that's
you.
Where you get the poi. The weight.
Uh-huh, obviously. I love poi. I think it's delicious.
It's purple.
Purple and pasty. Love it.
It's weird.
It's a good base.
Tastes like paste.
Yep. Love it.
It's weird.
I used to eat paste as a child. Reminds me of my childhood.
Doesn't surprise me.
Shut it. Okay. So those are kind of the two routes you can take this Halloween. Just make sure you're not gorging yourself.
Once again, the main tip is self-control.
What?
I know. Crazy. And the key to self-control is pre-planning.
Absolutely.
I really have found that that's what it comes. It's the... Before you leave, having a meal. When you get there, being like, okay, this is what we have to eat on the table. Which ones am I going to stay away from? What's I not going to? And stuff like that.
Or if you have the choice, I mean, like, it might be a little bit late now. Host the party, and then you control what's there for the most part.
Good.
Yeah. Or have another way, right? You can kind of combine the two. Have a party for your kids with candy there, with whatever there. So they're not out picking up crappy candy. And you give them, and then at the end of the party... send it with other families, you know, like,
yeah.
Here you go, here's your little gift bag, and by the end of the night, you have nothing left because you gave it all away.
That's always a good time.
Just make other people fat, you know?
Survival of the fittest.
Right? Absolutely. All right. You have anything else for us, T?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, there's one last thing I want to talk about.
One last thing.
I got a Google Voice account.
Oh, yes.
So what this is going to mean is that we're going to have, call-in box on our website starting on Monday. So, if you have a question for us, you have now three options. You can either post it in the comment section, email us, or you can call it from your computer. It's no charge to you. If you have a microphone on your computer, you can just talk to us straight, and there's absolutely no charge. You just click the box, it'll call, ta-da, go straight to our voicemail, and then we will check it and get back to you. It's kind of a cool way to get connected with us.
And also, if you leave a message on it, we probably will use your voice on the show.
Right. So,
just know that.
We'll have some legal disclaimer. We'll figure that out somewhere. Yeah.
But just, I'm telling you right now, if you're leaving a message, we'll probably use your voice on the podcast as well. So make your voice sound
sexy.
If
we can figure it out. Yeah. I'm not sure if I can. Who knows? Yeah. We're not technical wizards.
Yeah. So we're playing around with that, but that's an option. Just want to throw that out there for people to know.
If there are any technical wizards out there, give me an email. I need some help with this whole microphone situation. I can't figure it out. We're still on our old mic.
The one micer.
Yeah. Well, which is working fine, but I still like the double mics.
Because I enjoy sitting next to you. It's nice, but I did also like the across the table so that I could, instead of talking to the mic, talk to you through the mic.
So, if people out there listening know what's going on, give me a ring-a-ding.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's about it. So, leave us a message starting Monday. Have a great holiday. Enjoy yourself. Don't binge too much. That's about it, yeah?
Thriller, thrill the night.
Can we use that? Can I put that as the extra music?
I don't know.
Probably not. We'll get sued.
Michael's dead.
Yeah, but someone will sue us. All right. With that, I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Go have a great day. Peace. An eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. He got on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from its coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash. The monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's now the mash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them boy, it sent you. Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash.